and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi. Welcome to the show. We are talking about some social media news stories. Specifically, this episode will be focusing a little more on some disgruntled customers, some angry situations, you know, some high-tension situations. And the first story that I want to mention is about some polar bears, which are angry, but also specifically desperate, because let's be honest, any polar bear in today's society is facing some desperate situations. But the polar bears are desperate, and some people who live nearby the polar bears are probably angry, probably scared, and also maybe feeling a bit desperate themselves. This story takes place, as I said, in Russia, specifically a Arctic archipelago, and they have declared an emergency situation over what they are saying is an invasion of dozens of aggressive polar bears that had entered homes and even public buildings. So clearly the polar bears are, you know, obviously aggressive because they're polar bears, but then I also feel like they have to be desperate, or else there's no other reason they would be entering into homes and public places and generally entering a town full of people. I mean, not that I think it's, you know, a bustling town, but there are definitely a fair amount of people there. Specifically, the population is around 3,000, and these people who are in this town, it is a northeastern town, and they have appealed for help to tackle what they are saying is a massive invasion of polar bears into inhabited areas. And authorities have, expressed concern. They have also so far refused permission to shoot the bears, but they are sending a commission to investigate the situation and have not ruled that out completely. The polar bears are being affected by global warming and melting Arctic ice, which is forcing them to spend more time on land where they compete for food. Again, if you have been living under a rock, this is called global warming, and it is definitely a problem. Scientists have long warned that the shrinking sea ice in the Arctic poses a direct threat to the bears and increases the unlikelihood of encounters with humans. Really, any animal out there that is dealing with climate change, like related to their habitat, or just people encroaching on habitats, like in certain forested areas, and that's going on a lot, especially with deforestation and humans just moving into territory that is really run by animals. Whenever you're in a situation like that, the animals are definitely going to be interacting more with people because people are just really coming into contact with them. And particularly in this situation, with global warming, habitat is shrinking. So polar bears are forced to come in contact with humans. And the global warming epidemic, I guess you could say, is caused a lot by human activity and also by other things going on, other environmental factors. But a lot of it is human activity. So I feel like in some ways, humans are sort of not necessarily purposefully intending for these things to happen, but kind of like causing some of this problem, you know, and causing the situation and this unfortunate and bad situation on ourselves. I mean, that's, yeah, it's just, it's not good. And as scientists have warned that the encounters with humans and like humans and bears would increase, and it definitely is, obviously, as shown by this story. Polar bears also are recognized as an endangered species in Russia, and hunting them is banned. And again, they're not allowing people to shoot the bears yet, even if bears are in, areas with a lot of people. Russia has air force and air defense troops based in this area, so there are a lot of people around. And according to locals, since December, 52 polar bears have regularly visited the archipelago's main settlement, which I'm going to try and say is Belushia Guba, with some bears displaying aggressive behavior. So, yeah. I mean, if you're running across a polar bear, my guess is, yes, it is probably aggressive. It's probably hungry, and it's also a man-eating... it's a giant hunter. Yeah, not surprised they're aggressive. They're probably hungry. There have also been, apparently, according to the people, attacks on people, and the bears have been entering residential homes and public buildings. And according to the deputy chief of the local administration, there are constantly 6 to 10 bears inside the settlement. He also said that people are scared. They are afraid to leave their homes. Parents are frightened to let their children go to school and kindergartens. Yeah, that's terrifying. I mean, a kindergartner probably just looks like a tasty little snack to a polar bear. Oh, that's not good. The head of the local administration said that the numbers of polar bears were unprecedented. And this particular person said that the area that they're at, he said, "I've been in Novaya Zemlya since 1983, and there's never been such a mass invasion of polar bears." And he told that to regional officials. Some residents of this area took to social media, and they showed videos and photos of the bears. This, of course, they were expressing a lot of shock, and a lot of other people on social media were shocked, I'm sure, and probably scared and concerned. Local officials have complained that measures to scare off polar bears, such as vehicle and dog patrols, have not been as effective because polar bears feel safe and secure, and they no longer react to these methods. That is not good. If you are dealing with giant carnivorous predators who are not being scared away by like cars and whatnot, that is really not good for the humans or for the bears, because for the bears, that might mean that people might start, you know, being allowed to shoot at them and potentially kill them and harm them and really make their whole plight even worse. I mean, that's, yeah, I feel like if bears are pushed to a situation where they're desperate, they're going to do things like this, like go into towns. And if people are pushed to a situation where they're feeling desperate and trapped, then they're going to try and get rid of the bears in any way they can. The Federal Environmental Agency Federal Environmental Resources Agency has refused to issue license to shoot the most aggressive bears. A working group of regional and federal officials is set to visit this area to assess the situation and the measures taken so far. I can't imagine if you're living in this town and you're feeling overrun by polar bears, like of any sort of predator that you feel overrun by, polar bears would be absolutely terrifying. They are big. They are strong. They're just meant to kill things. I would not feel safe dealing with this type of predator. I mean, living in an area where there are polar bears around is bad enough, but then having them like in buildings and like potentially breaking into your home, that sounds awful. That's terrible. The regional authorities in this area, they oversee the Zoya Zemla area where the bears are. They said that if all else failed, shooting the animals could be the only possible forced measure. Yeah, that's, as I said, if you're being pushed to a desperate situation, you're going to try and do whatever you can to solve it. And particularly, like, we're humans. Like, we want to protect other humans and the people that we care about, our neighbors, our friends, people we live by. I mean, especially if it's your job. If it's your job to work in this area and defend people and assess the situation, I feel like, you know, you're going to do whatever you can to stay safe. last month, a defense ministry official said that hundreds of disused military buildings have been demolished because the polar bears were settling inside them. That's terrifying. Now I can't remember the name of it. There's the movie where someone, like, their house gets overrun by, like, lions and tigers and predatory animals and, like, an elephant. I can't remember what it's called now. So embarrassing. Nope, it's not coming to me. Well, that's what this reminds me of. And that's pretty bad. If they're having to destroy disused buildings because bears are moving into them, that's terrifying. I feel like that's, like, definitely a situation to not take a vacation. You know, if you just leave your home for a little while and you end up with a bear in it, like, just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, but a reversed situation. Yeah, that sounds awful. No, thank you. I don't want bears moving in, sleeping in my bed, and eating my porridge. I would not be pleased with that. But I also do feel really bad for the bears. So I hope the situation can work itself out, and I hope that they don't have to shoot the bears. That would just be... it's not like polar bears don't already have it bad enough. Anyway, as I lament about this, we're going to take a quick break and then I'll be right back and I will keep sharing some more social media news.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to share some social media news stories. We just talked about some polar bears, some very angry and desperate polar bears, and also some very angry and desperate townspeople that are being invaded by the polar bears. This next story is also about some people getting angry. And again, this is really a situation where I feel both sides of the situation reacted in anger, or at least felt some frustration, obviously. I would say one side I feel is right in the situation. But this is about a customer who left a racist note on a receipt at a local restaurant. A Huntsville restaurant has taken an issue to social media about a customer who left a racist note on the receipt. And this occurred February 9th. A customer went into Chiritos Bar and Grill, had dinner and some drinks, but instead of leaving a tip, the customer, this man in particular, left a note. And the comment mentioned President Trump and said a racist comment about Hispanics. The restaurant posted the incident on their Facebook page with a picture of the receipt and a message saying that though all people are welcome, this type of behavior is not. Yeah, I mean... no shirt, no shoes, no service. But if you're not polite, you also don't get to be there. I mean, it's not like the people who work at restaurants work so hard. Like, everyone in that restaurant works hard. Like, the cooks, the front of house, like, everyone who owns and manages it. Like, yeah, they work really hard. And I don't know specifically if this was about, like, the waitress or the chefs or the line cooks or the hostess or whatever, you know, the bartender. I don't know. But, that is not good, and way for this restaurant to say that that is not acceptable. I don't know. I think the person who wrote this message deserves to be publicly shamed on Facebook. Maybe the person who was taking care of him, you know, the waitress, maybe that person, the waitress or waiter, maybe they weren't providing good service. Still, no matter what, maybe you just decide to kind of be a jerk and not leave a tip, you know, okay. But then to write, like, a note, like, to go out of your way to just be awful, that's just... I mean, I guess I should just tell myself, like, welcome to the 21st century. But that's just terrible. That's... ugh, gosh, why would I do that? A waiter at this restaurant had said everything about the man's visit seemed normal, except for a comment that he made. When the waitress asked if he was paying cash or card, the man allegedly said... do white people ever use cash? What? Like, and he said that with like a in like a question form, like a joking question. What? Like, yes, of course, white people use cash. Like, what? I mean, maybe he's hinting at something. Like, I don't know. I'm not even going to give credence to this. I'm not sure what he's trying to get at. But the restaurant owner, Vanessa Martinez, said comments like those made on the receipt are not acceptable in her business. She said she does want to share the Mexican heritage with others. And a lot of, she said a lot of the things that we have are typical Mexican traditions that you would find in any typical Mexican home. So I don't know. This restaurant is called Chorritos Bar and Grill. Like, if you're making some sort of comment badly about Hispanics, what, you're just going to go in, enjoy like the Mexican food, and then just make a bad comment about the people there, like, or just about Mexico in general or something? Like, why? You know, like, if you're gonna have that opinion, you're not allowed to enjoy, you know, the parts of the culture. Like, you have to, I don't know, like, I'm not saying you have to hate all of it, but like, you don't get to get the benefits of it if you're gonna be mean about it. And it's, ugh, that's dumb. Vanessa also added that the event was unsettling and upsetting, and that they will move on and keep serving food and culture to their customers. Chorritos Bar and Grill has been a locally owned and operated restaurant in Huntsville since 2001. And the owner said nothing like this had ever happened at the restaurant before, and she doesn't expect that it will happen again, which is good because it shouldn't happen again, and that person should not do that. That's terrible. I mean, shame on you, guy. I don't know why you would do that. Ugh. I mean, people who, like, take care of you and, like, serve you at a restaurant. Why would you? I'm not going to try and get into the head of this person, but that's just bad. Shame on you. Okay, moving on to the next story. This is about a social media influencer who has been receiving some negative comments from her customers and from the people who follow her. And so this particular person is from Texas, and she said that she is getting death threats from customers demanding refunds. This woman's name is Brittany Davis, or Brittany Dawn, as her followers know her as. She has hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram and YouTube. And apparently, Davis sells workouts and diets, and she offers customized plans with weekly check-ins. So she's basically like doing kind of like a personal trainer and nutritionist, but she's also doing diets. The workout programs and packages range between $45 to $300, according to her website. Multiple customers are claiming they paid hundreds of dollars for what turned out to be generic plans with no communication. So again, part of Brittany's thing is that she communicates with the people who buy her plans, kind of like she is a personal trainer. Like, the idea that she would be there and help you if you had questions, like, it would actually be her, not, you know, an FAQs page or something, or some automated answering machine or something. So she's really selling the idea of like a personalized plan, and people are complaining that they are not doing that. Many of these customers said they complained to Davis online, but she deleted their comments and blocked them on social media. And this is what they're alleging. So that's not good. Let's see. More than 4,000 people have joined a Facebook group that focuses on complaints with Davis's business. Some members stated they were offered partial refunds. Wow, people made a whole group. That is a lot of people, more than 4,000 people. That is insane who've joined this Facebook group. Man, if I was that person, if I was Davis, I would be scared for my life. I would be changing all my passwords, like looking outside the peephole of my door before I open it. Like, man, that's not good to have that many people piss at you. Nuh-uh. Over the weekend, Davis posted a tearful video in which she said that her business grew so fast she couldn't keep up. That's not that surprising. If you have a bunch of followers and like she has hundreds of thousands of followers, like on Instagram and YouTube, if you have that many people following you and you're specifically doing like, you know, lifestyle stuff, like talking about meals and talking about like your workouts and whatnot, like, that's not surprising that a bunch of people would want to get your diet plan and stuff. And then, of course, they're not going to be happy when they're not getting what they paid for. Yeah, that's really not good. But as I said, I'm not surprised that her business was growing so fast, but I am surprised that she wasn't thinking that it would or something. Like, she just wasn't prepared for it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't have, I'm not sure if she has previous business experience, but that's, It's dangerous. Brittany has said, I'm sorry for anyone that feels hurt or scammed by any of this nature. That was never my intention. Like I said, my intentions have always been pure. My heart is for people. My heart is for women and to help. Okay. I mean, I guess that sounds sincere. that's not going to be good for you. That's not good for your public image. Davis has also said she received hundreds of death threats and that upset customers have contacted her friends and family as well. Oh my gosh, no. If you are upset about a product, you don't get to contact that person's family. Like, I mean, maybe if her family works with her, like if you worked in an office for customer service and people got upset about your product, and then like maybe your sister also works that service, then that wouldn't be that weird for them to call your sister and complain about it. But like if your sibling or your kid or whatever owns a business and then people get upset and they start calling you to complain, that is very concerning because I doubt that person, you know, like the family members and friends information was just online for people to find. Like that's very concerning. And hundreds of death threats? That's like taking this to a whole other level. Like a whole other level of disgruntled customer. That's, no. Apparently her business has earned an F rating from the Better Business Bureau. And the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation has not listed Davis as a licensed dietitian. Yeah, so if you're not a licensed dietitian, you're not a business person, and you're, I don't know, maybe you're kind of flaky. Those things combined would not be good for Ms. Davis in this situation. Like, she is selling a lifestyle brand, which is basically her life and her body and what she eats, most likely. And then you're not handling it well because you don't have business background. So when people are, like, calling you and everything, you're just deleting their comments? That is very badly run. I understand why people would be upset. I understand why Davis would be upset because the idea that people are, like, threatening her would be terrible. But please, people, don't sink this low. Don't sink this low as a complaining customer, and don't sink this low as someone who is trying to sell items that you're not really ready to deal with the aftermath. Like, she's offering like personal consultation. That's really ambitious. Got to be careful out there, folks. Okay, so we're going to take another break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some more social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Social Media News Podcast. We are continuing to share some social media news stories. And previously in the episode, I have mentioned some stories about some angry polar bears and some angry customers and kind of things being disgruntled, you know. I want to end this episode on something that has a bit of a lighter note. Hopefully, I mean, people are still expressing some discontent in this story, but it has a happy ending, and it has to do with cats, which I love cats, so I'm quite excited to share this, and I hope that it maybe brings the story to a bit of a lighter note. That is my hope. As I mentioned, it is about a cat, and this particular cat's name is Edna, which is a really kind of cute cat name. So, apparently, Edna began visiting the fire station, or Fire Station 49, as a feral kitten, and she began doing this about 4 years ago from when I'm sharing this story. And she has since made the fire station her home, and this is a fire station in San Francisco. However, now firefighters are reporting that they were told to get rid of her, which is very sad. She was taking up residence, just getting comfortable. You know, I would imagine she was probably spreading some cheer around the place. This comes from station employees who said, "We slowly started to show her love and care, and she became our family." And they're talking about Edna, of course. And this was written in an email to the San Francisco Gate San Francisco Gate paper. And the employees added that the cat helps to relieve the employees' stress. And they also said, "Now she's always there and is the most docile, loving baby. We take her to the vet now, we give her treats, and she calls our station home." That is really cute. I mean, it has been shown that cats and other pets can help reduce anxiety. I like to think I live with a cat, and just like petting her and when she purrs and just like curls up on your lap and just kind of her general presence is very calming. I mean, unless she's just like crying about wanting to be fed, even though she like already has food in her bowl. It's just, I don't know, pushed to the side or something. You know, like when cats are eating and they get upset because they want you to like move the food around or fill up the center of the bowl when there's food like lining the edges of the bowl, you know, but they still get upset about it. When she does that kind of thing, then it's not so cute. Then it's not so stress-free and relaxing. But the other times, it definitely helps with anxiety. So I can imagine that she was very helpful at a fire station. It's a pretty high-stress job. Firefighters have suspected that an anonymous call went out because the call complained about Edna being around the firefighting equipment. In response, fire department officials have asked the station to remove the cat. That is very sad. The department has said the investigation concluded, saying having the cat in the facility compromised the sterility of supplies, equipment, and pharmaceuticals used on patients. Public Health and Safety Concerns Council Public Health and Safety Concerns counseled removal of the cat from the premise. I mean, I guess I can get that if a cat's like getting into the equipment and whatnot, but I don't know. I feel like they could just manage that better. But that's not good. Photos on Edna's Instagram account, because every pet nowadays has an Instagram account, including Edna. On her Instagram account, the photos show firefighters and staff cuddling and petting her. They have used the hashtag Edna Stays. And the group have asked the public to send emails to department leaders to convince them to allow Edna to remain at the station. I also want to mention the station is like related to firefighting, but I believe it is a location to store equipment more so than just like, it's not as much of an active fire station, you know, like firefighters running around and sliding down the pole and getting on the truck. It's, I think, a little bit more to store equipment. And I could see that being a bit more of a concern related to public health, because there's probably, you know, like rubber gloves and syringes and just other things lying around and in storage that people would be concerned about having a cat around, you know, like shedding and chewing on stuff and whatnot. I could see that being a bit of an issue. So maybe not the best location for a cat, but she still probably serves a purpose there for the firefighters themselves, for the people that occupy the space. The employees of this station have referred to Edna as the station angel, and they did that in an Instagram post celebrating National Cat Day in October. The photo captured a sleeping Edna curled up on a blanket. I will say, though, this blanket in the picture was just covered in cat hair. So that probably... some people probably thought that was a safety and health concern. I did read that people suspected the anonymous call reporting the cat and complaining about it and the cleanliness. It seems the call might have actually come from inside the station. So it's possible there was an employee in the station who actually just got concerned about it, and maybe to help with the situation or a situation that they thought was probably not clean, they anonymously called. Probably wanted to do that over a complaint to the fire station managers, who probably all loved the cat. So, yeah, I could see that. The good part about the story, though, is that although Edna was forced to leave, the fire department has said that Edna was adopted by a member of its ambulance staff, specifically by that person's family. So Edna will have a new home and hopefully one with people she already is familiar with, which is good and heartwarming part of the story. So although there was some anger about the whole situation, it looks like it might have a happy ending. And I hope that that can end today's show in a bit more of a positive light. And that brings us to the end. Thank you all so much for listening. And please tune in to the next Social Media News podcast episode.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.